Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot On Demand Digital Radio Show, the podcast where we, your two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That's Brian.
And that's Ben.
And that's Brian's phone. I don't know if they heard that, but there was a buzz.
No, I'm pretty sure they didn't.
Okay.
But well, now they know.
Now you know. Brian's phone buzzed, everyone.
Just a little peek behind the kimono.
Well, who is it? Is it your agent?
It's not my agent. It was Casper Mattresses yet again telling us that they will not sponsor this podcast.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I guess we'll never be rich.
None of that sweet Casper money.
Other than fail to entice advertisers, what else is it that we do on this show?
Well, we read the tarot.
Okay.
And we answer questions for people. And we do that with a pretty straightforward spread because I don't know if you knew this, Ben, but there are a lot of different tarot spreads.
What?
Yeah, and they can be pretty complicated.
Is that so?
But we are completely unqualified, so the spread we use just has three cards in it. And they indicate, in the order in which we draw them, the recent past, the current actions, and the future, 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Perfect. I was worried that you weren't going to be able to finish reading that because there's like a bowl of random objects sitting in front of the monitor.
Yeah, I do know some of this by muscle memory.
Okay.
Is how I remember most of the podcast.
There's like some headphones and then what appears to be an Apple cable. There's a pen, a Pilot G2, so not bad.
Yeah, there's several Pilot G2s in there.
A receipt from the Home Depot and just other assorted accoutrements in this glass bowl.
Thank you for not listing all my drug paraphernalia. After we change somebody's life, what do, Ben?
Go home?
Not yet.
Okay. Then we do the card of the week.
Yeah.
That way we can change everybody's life before we go home.
Yeah. And it's not really a hard line change or a definite answer.
You have to be the change.
Yeah. You have to be the change you want to see in the tarot. But it's a guide. It's a guiding principle for your week. It'll send you off like a fledgling duck out of the nest at the top of the tree, which I assume ducks have. And
after that, we'll move into the second half of the show, my favorite half, the outro.
Yeah. So let's get to getting so we can get to the outro.
Okay.
All right. Let's jump into Queerance Corner.
I feel like normally, you know, now that I'm reflecting back on, you know, what we just did, I feel like I'm normally the one that sets up all the minutiae of what it is that we do here.
Yeah, you are.
So it was rare for me to sit back and listen to somebody else do that.
Just to see how the magic happens?
Yeah. So it was sort of an out-of-body experience. All right.
Well, this week our question comes from Elise. And Elise comes to us from Sydney, Australia.
Ooh, very far away. So that question had to travel 24 hours on a plane to get here.
We recently had a Canadian question, and now we have an Australian question. I would say that is as far spanning as you can get around the globe.
Pretty close. I mean, there's really not that many more countries we have to collect questions from before we have questions from all the former British colonies.
You got that right. So we're looking at you, India.
Yep. New Zealand?
I just read a headline, so I don't know any of the context, so this is going to make for a good story. Yep. But I read that Australia and New Zealand were not feeling so chummy towards each other these days.
Is that so? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's as far as I got. I read a lot of tweets and a lot of headlines, so I don't get a lot of meat of stories. Just like the bare, this is something that may have
stripped
happened.
Stripped of context. Yeah. Entirely. Well, I was going to say, how can that be? But then it's like, you know, us in Canada haven't been that chummy either, so neighbors can sometimes fight. So, if you're in Australia or New Zealand, get at us. We'd love to know about the feud.
Yeah. Maybe, Elise, when you hear this, you can just give us a call. And, except, I think phone lines work the opposite direction down there.
So the maybe rotary phone dials the opposite
maybe
direction.
Maybe we have to call you.
Huh. Do you think it's a World Cup thing? Were either of those countries in the soccer games?
That's a good question.
I think the answer is no.
I also think the answer is no.
So then it can't be that.
Okay.
So let's do it. Elise from Australia
says,
I sometimes struggle with feeling like an imposter in certain situations where I have to produce results, such as at work or university. How can I have more faith in my abilities?
That's a pretty standout question.
Yep.
Good work.
That's why it made it all the way to the Amateur Tarot Podcast.
Yep. That and you managed to send it through the email.
Two great reasons.
All right. Well, this week we're going to use a tarot deck. I bet you didn't see that one coming.
I thought we were just going to answer her question and move on.
This week's tarot deck is the Believing Heart Tarot.
Not the Bleeding Heart.
No, the Believing Heart.
Okay.
And this is a deck that, for some reason, I backed on Kickstarter, even though it's based on an anime cartoon series that I have never seen or heard of called Little Witch Academia. So this is the Believing Heart Tarot, and it's based on Little Witch Academia. And I'm just going to hand it over. And I haven't even looked through this deck since I got it, so I'm excited to see.
Do you think Little Witch Academia is a Harry Potter spinoff?
Maybe I thought that when I purchased it.
Do you think it's like, well, so students go to Hogwarts at 11, but like, what do they do for the years before that? Do they go to the Little Witch and Little Wizard Academia?
I can find out.
Oh, you're going to find the real answer.
Oh, no, I'm not. I thought this book would have some of the lore, but it's just like a guidebook.
What's strange about the Little Witch Academia Tarot that I can tell you immediately is that if you just look at the cards, you would be led to believe that this cartoon is illustrated by like three different artists in three different styles, because some of them are like big head, big eye.
Yeah, that fool card is awesome.
Oddly proportioned. Powerpuff Girls.
Is there glitter on the front of each card, or is that just rubbed off from the edges?
It's unclear.
Okay.
I think it's rubbed off from the edges.
Okay.
There are gilded edges, glittery gilded edges. Then you have like this kind of more deviant art.
Final Fantasy
style. Final Fantasy style. And then you've got this one, which is like even more intense.
That one's for sure. That one's like ElfQuest.
Okay. So you have these three different art styles going back and forth all about this Little Witch Academia. There's some Sailor Moon in here. That's my anime reference point. We've got brooms and cauldrons and things. Although, all in all, as much as we know absolutely nothing about this deck, it seems like a fine deck.
Yeah?
3 stars for the Little Witch Academia Tarot.
3 stars. This is a deck that I thought, having never looked through it, I thought I was just going to use it one time and then trade it away, but...
You may still use it one time and trade it away, but...
Well, it's a solid 3 stars. There are other decks I'll get rid of before this.
Well, now I have glitter on my shirt and my pants.
Yeah, lucky.
That'll be fun to explain to my wife. I thought you went to Brian's. I got to give this one a good shuffle because
it was not shuffled at all. Yeah.
So now we need to vamp while I shuffle.
That usually works out well.
A lot of sound effects on this show. We've got the buzzing. We've got the shuffling. There was that airplane that you maybe edited out or maybe not.
I did edit it out because we weren't saying anything during that.
Okay.
But now it'll probably be at the end of the show.
Just an airplane.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for 3 minutes. Of airplane sounds.
As we get more and more extremely professional at creating these podcasts, I struggle harder to find things to put at the end of the episode because I always do a little...
We don't mess up?
Yeah, I do a little bloop.
Okay. I wouldn't know that because I don't listen to the show.
Right.
All right, so here we are. We're ready to go. The Believing Heart Tarot. Again, Elise's questions.
And Ben is covered in glitter. He's going to have gold lung.
I sometimes struggle with feeling like an imposter in certain situations where I have to produce results, such as work or spiritual gold lung?
Nice.
Is that a thing?
It is now.
All right. Give me a ding sound. I sometimes struggle with feeling like an imposter in certain situations where I have to produce results such as work. What about the spiritual gold rush? Is that a thing?
That'll be a thing once spiritual gold catches on and everybody changes their computer graphics processors to mining spiritual gold.
Okay, the spiritual gold rush. It happens on the internet, though. Far less prospecting.
Yes.
Far less building up of San Francisco.
It happens on the internet and at metaphysical shops, so you can do it. You can physically mine for spiritual gold in there.
Is it like Minecraft?
Yes.
Okay. I sometimes struggle with feeling like an imposter in certain situations where I have to produce results such as... Okay, so I was walking down the street yesterday. I was walking my dogs in my neighborhood. I didn't know this was a thing. I think some neighborhood boy was having a birthday party, and they pulled up some trailer, and it was like a trailer with 3 giant TVs mounted onto it, and it was just like video game trailer.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. One of them had Minecraft up on it. That's why that was the connection.
Do you think you graduate from like the bubble bus to the snow cone bus to the video game bus?
I think it's very likely.
What's the next one? Like
the virtual reality porn bus?
Okay.
I sometimes struggle with feeling like an imposter in certain situations where I have to produce results.
Elise's question.
Go on.
I sometimes struggle with feeling like an imposter in certain situations where I have to produce results, such as at work or university. How can I have more faith in my abilities?
Wow, we did it. We really did it that time.
We got into the question.
Okay. Here we go. Some advice. Flip.
This looks like a lion face, but it's not. That's an illusion. It is the Knight of Brooms.
Which I assume is Well, we don't know. Is that wands?
It's probably wands.
It's got to be, right?
We'll find out.
Well, then if we find out, we'll have to go back and redo all of this. I guess I see. Yeah, I guess I see the lion face. I don't know. It's a witch on a broom, though, with, like, a bird behind her.
Oh, something. It is a witch on a broom.
Yes. So, the Knight of Wands, Brian, it's a court card, which means I have to talk about it a lot.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, the Knight of Wands is, well, you all know the court cards. Page, Knight, Queen, King. Oh, the children that you live with are home. A lot of sounds. All right. So the Knight of Wands is a card that's about sort of being on a journey that you are really passionate about. It's not so much the spark as you've kind of had this cool idea for something that you're excited and passionate about. And now you're...
Brooms are swords.
Well, scratch that.
There's brooms, cauldrons, pentacles, and wands.
I guess wands does make sense.
Yeah, wands They're does witches. Make sense. And it make... Yeah. But why is a broom a weapon? Oh, because it's the air element.
Yeah.
That's why.
That makes sense.
Okay. We've got it. Scratch that.
All right. So the
Elise's
Knight of Wands...
question.
The Knight of Swords. The stuff that I said about pages and knights still apply. Except for now it's the Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords is somebody who, like, really is what you think of when you think of a knight. Brave and fearless and charges into battle, but unhesitatingly, and doesn't really think so much about the consequences of action.
The Knight of Swords.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the Knight of Swords.
Yeah, you said wands again.
Oh, gosh.
And I took a drink of coffee and was just sinking into your dulcet tones.
Okay, well, go back to the earlier part of the episode now that you're a professional, now that we're pros, and just splice in the Knight of Wands.
Yeah, give me...
the Knight of Swords.
Give me a clean swords.
Swords.
Perfect. We're not going to do that at all.
Okay. Well, there's a free sound effect for everybody in the audience. You can clip out me saying swords and use that where you make it your text message buzz.
Yeah.
When you get a text message, it'll just say swords.
Swords, 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 swords. Hold on, it's work.
All right, so that's the Knight of Swords, Brian.
So what does that mean for our question?
Uh-oh. Your computer just unplugged. We have no screen.
We're straight up professionals, folks.
This is a real messy episode for everybody out there. All right. So what does this mean for Elise? I do get the sense of... So imposter syndrome is a thing that happens in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to a lot of people. So yes. Elise is not alone in that. And the Knight of Swords is this person who, despite the fact that swords are the sort of intellectual, logical suit, the Knight of Swords is somebody who sometimes rushes into battle without thinking.
Yeah, they take the information that they have and they just go.
Yeah, and so I feel like this is, it sort of maps on imposter syndrome well in that you're finding yourself in these situations without maybe fully thinking through things or feeling like you've fully thought through things.
You fully thinked through?
Did you fully think through it? So that's, does that make sense what I'm trying to explain?
I think so, that up to this point.
Yeah, that up to this point, she has this feeling of imposter syndrome because she's rushing into situations, but not necessarily analyzing them before finding herself in them.
Yeah, and I think something that is common with imposter syndrome, and maybe I'm just projecting because it's how I feel imposter syndrome, is I feel like other people rush into accepting me.
A spiritual gold rush?
Other people rush into accepting me as what I'm pretending to be before they've done their research.
Mm.
And so then I feel like an imposter because I've successfully passed myself off as something better than I am.
Okay. So you're saying that maybe the Knight of Swords is other people?
I think that it means the same thing.
Okay.
It could go
either way.
On either side of that equation. Both
Perhaps
make
we'll
sense
find
for
out.
Imposter syndrome. Let's find out about the present.
Okay, flip.
Or the current action. The Two of Pentacles.
All right. The Two of Pentacles is if Jessica Rabbit were a witch holding a bucket of Halloween candy.
I feel like Velma from
okay,
Scooby-Doo.
Okay, you're right. You're very right. Yes. Yes. Velma from Scooby-Doo. Were
Those are
witch.
Two vastly different cartoon characters.
Maybe. They both have red hair.
No, Daphne has red hair.
Oh, yeah. Huh. I haven't seen Scooby-Doo in a while. Maybe I should. Good show. Two of Pentacles. In a real deck of tarot, this is the guy balancing or juggling coins.
Yes, and here it looks like she has two ghosts flying around her.
Mm-hmm.
two cute little demons. I'm not sure. She has something circling around her. It may be two cute little demons.
Do you want to talk about the Two of Coins?
Yeah.
The because two... I had to talk about the court cards, all of them.
The court cards are hard.
Yeah, I realize.
The Two of Coins is about multitasking. It's about, it could be about having too many things on your plate. It could be about just finding balance. But it's very much, there's a feeling of being overwhelmed with too many things. Mm-hmm. And I think that that speaks to the imposter syndrome as well. You feel like you can't catch up. You feel like you can't get to the things that will prove yourself because you're always doing the steps up to that.
Yeah, and I wonder if part of it isn't that there are all these things, like in this question, Elise mentions work and university, and there's probably other things going on in her life, and university normally involves a bunch of different classes on a bunch of different subjects that you're trying to master.
That explains why I did not graduate.
Oh, boy. By the time this episode's out, I will have restarted university. That's a conversation for another time.
Brag.
Yeah. So, like, university plus plus. So, I don't know. Some of these things you can't get rid of. You can't really get rid of all your work and all your university, but I wonder if Elise would feel less imposterish if there was less on her plate to master.
Mm.
I don't necessarily know what of those she can cut out, but maybe there are things, Elise, that you can cut out or sort of shift your focus and, like, really prioritize certain things that are most important, and that would help alleviate some of the sense of being an imposter because there's just less for you to master, so you could unbecome an imposter. You could become an amateur or a professional.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, we'll find out more when we flip over our third card, but maybe it's not even a matter of letting go of some things in order to focus on other things, but just mentally seeing that some things don't matter. Mm. Like, you're going to keep doing them, but you don't have to stress about those things.
Grades, am I right?
Yeah. When was the last time somebody asked you what you got in college biology?
I don't think that's ever happened, even while I was in college biology.
There you go. Nobody cares about grades. Unless you're going to be the very top of your class, just skate by.
Sage wisdom.
The more you know. That was not from the
hey,
cards.
Drop out of
that
college.
That was just bad for entertainment purposes only advice from Brian.
Drop out of college and go to your nearest mystic shop and join the spiritual gold rush. It's everybody's doing it, and it's the easiest, fastest way to get rich quick. I sure am. All right, our final future card. Flip.
The Nine of Wands.
Okay, cool. The Nine of Wands just shows a bunch of different wizards stacked on top of each other, sort of like a Star Wars or Lord of the Rings poster.
Okay.
Yeah. They're hanging out.
And the Nine of Wands, I guess this pyramid of witches is like a protective pyramid because they're all brandishing their wands and they all look pretty positive.
Yeah.
And I know that the Nine of Wands represents a successful, like, you've made it through the storm. You've defended yourself.
Yeah. Normally it is trying.
Yeah. You're exhausted afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have here, what we've painted, is a picture of you with too much on your plate, trying to recontextualize things so that you can rush into the things that are important, and then seeing that you have done that successfully and you're on the other side of it. But that still doesn't answer the question of how can I have more faith in my abilities?
Well, is the question of having more faith in her abilities a natural outcome of sort of like balancing and prioritizing and focusing?
That could be. That's true.
Or did you just like really want to draw another card?
No, that makes it difficult when I have to take the pictures later.
Okay. So then there you go. There's our answer. Balance, prioritizing what's important, knowing what's important, figuring out what's important is going to help you. It's still not going to be easy, but you will start to feel more confident in yourself once you figure out what's most important and what you can kind of specialize in or master.
Mm-hmm. And it's not ever going to get easy.
Great, Brian. Way to really just bring it down there after I put such a great spin on it.
Easy doesn't mean good, but you will be on the other side of it. You're going to look back and feel the accomplishment of having achieved this. So see, I can bring it back
around.
All right,
you brought it back. You've redeemed yourself.
All right. I feel like, have you ever heard of the improv game Good, Bad, Worst Advice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we do that sometimes. The tarot gives the good and you give the bad and I give the worst advice.
Okay.
Like, because I know at some point I came out in favor of murder.
Yeah, that was an episode.
For entertainment purposes only, but
I don't think you can just say that to make everything. It's like you rob a bank and you're like, entertainment purposes only.
I said no offense. But yeah, I feel like sometimes we give good, bad, worst advice.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that the cards have the good advice. Mm-hmm. I now can't stop seeing, like, this lion face.
Three-headed opera star where the tarot says one word, I say one word, and you say one word. Yeah.
Or it'll be like Madam Know-It-All
instead
of Dr. Know-It-All.
And
we can be a mystic.
Madam Know-It-All is good. That's a good name. TM. Let's save that. Let's save that for something.
Hold on. Pause the podcast. I'm going to buy the...
Yeah, buy it. Go buy a domain. All right. Well, let's get out of here into... Out of the Queerens Corner, not out of the podcasting recording studio. The digital on-demand radio show recording studio.
It's finally comfortable in here. Guys, it was so hot in here.
Brian was sweating a lot.
I could not stop sweating. And now I don't think you can hear it, but we have a fan on. We have two windows open.
What if they can't hear it?
Well.
What if they couldn't hear it and then you pointed it out and they're like, I hear it.
Oh, that's what that is. Yeah. And then they can't unhear it.
Exactly.
They spend the rest of their life always looking behind them for a ceiling fan.
All right, moving on.
All right. Well, thank you so much to Elise, and thank you to all of Australia.
I hope you and New Zealand patch it up. You know, you guys, you go way back.
Yeah, I hope by the time you hear this, everything is just smooth waters between you.
Yeah.
That's where hobbits live.
In New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't be too mad at them. They're busy having second breakfast and elevenses.
Hairy feet.
Okay, so where does that put us?
That puts us in the card of the week.
Let's do it. Let's jump right into the card of the week.
Okay, there's no associated music or sound effects for that, though.
Well, there's an intro.
Is there?
Yeah, there's an outro out of the reading, out of Queerens Corner.
Okay.
And then there's the intro, then there's the thank yous, then there's the intro into... Card of the week.
Where are we for those thank yous? Sort of a weird liminal space.
It's our normal podcasting space.
Okay.
We
spend very little time there.
Yeah. It's like when Mr. Rogers is getting his sweater on and stuff. That's our intro. Then we go to the land of make-believe for the tarot. Then we come back and we feed the fish for the thank yous. Then we go to the crayon factory for the card of the week. And then we come back and we change our sweater and our shoes again for the outro.
Probably, and
that's where we spend the most time. I think that, I mean, really, I don't do a lot of laundry, but I think that sweaters like that are shells, so they don't have to be washed.
Yeah, I understand that.
All right, so today we are going to be using the English Magic Tarot.
An old standard from the days before Brian had 118 decks.
Yeah, we used it a long time ago. There's a guy named Steve Dooley that helped work on it, so that's pretty awesome. And Ben, why don't you talk a little bit about the deck?
I feel like we must have just used this one somewhat recently, because here's the Queen of Swords, which is like spooky Viserys.
That, I'm going to tell you that the last time we used that deck was when this podcast studio used to be in my bedroom at my old apartment. Not even when it was in the front room at my old apartment.
So
it
can't be.
Over a year ago.
All right. Well, if you say so. All right, well, the English Magic Tarot is, it's basically political cartoons come to life as tarot cards from the 1900s.
Okay.
Or 1800s. It's fine, you know?
I don't know.
What do I give it? It's like, honestly, in the past I would have given it 3 stars, but today I'm giving it 2. Because I was very impressed with the Witch Tarot, which I feel like I want to even upgrade that to 4 stars for some reason.
All right. That's our first time we've ever done that.
I don't know. I oddly liked...
A posthumous boost.
And this one gets in a negative. The star is Isaac Newton, which is fun. I still give this one 2 stars just because there's something about it that I don't love.
All right.
It's like, is it wacky? Is it serious? I don't know.
Well, I think that a lot of it is trying to use like arcane symbolism and stuff from the English tradition of magic, which we don't know anything about.
No. We only know about the magic that we do here.
Yeah. The mystical, magical kind of magic.
Well... Magic gets you places, because here's the thing, Brian. You know that, like, Instagram stories, do you ever watch those?
Not really, but I'm aware of them.
Okay, well, they have this feature where you can like have people ask you questions.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, like, I don't know, people who have like a bunch of followers and are important people, they're like, ask me anything. And people ask them questions. Like, if I did that, nobody would ask me anything. But I've started occasionally posting that I'll do like one card tarot reads.
Oh.
On there, which is fun.
Yeah, why don't you do that on the amateur tarot?
Because I don't have a password.
And yes, you do. Yes.
Okay. Well, I have the password.
100% you do.
Okay. Well, I could do that there. Anybody could do that. Well, anybody, you or me, could do that there. But like, people get into it and people ask me questions. Some of them are good questions and some of them are like just funny.
Yeah.
And very, sometimes very hard to answer with tarot. So I have to, like, somebody was, I don't remember. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, good story.
Well, the story continues because, you know, I get some questions and it's fun and it's a fun way to spend some time and answer some questions and change some lives. But then this week I wanted to change it up. So I asked people to ask me their improv questions and like nobody asked a question. So it's like magic. Everybody's into it. Serious skill and 5 years of study. Nobody cares.
Oh, you weren't saying for people to ask improv questions for the tarot.
No. I was saying people could ask me like real questions about improv comedy. Oh, okay. And then I would respond with, you know, my teacher advice. Nobody wanted that.
Why don't you combine those two things?
Only one person, tarot about improv. Okay.
Yeah.
That could be something.
You should just bring the Believing Hearts tarot deck with you to your improv class later.
And we just do that instead of practicing the Herald.
Yep.
I don't know how that would go over. Some people would probably be into it and some people would be like, why am I here?
You could have a suggestion for each scene based on one card.
That's a whole form. That could be a thing.
Yeah. 78 scenes in search of a character.
Our card today is the King of Wands. Which
why don't you tell us about
it? Yeah, I was going to say, which means I have to talk about it. Here we have...
That was pretty unceremonious.
What?
You just, like, you were holding the deck in your hand and you just flipped over the top.
I was very
card.
Sly about it.
Yeah.
Oh, and now I just threw it on the floor.
Oh my gosh.
I just threw it on the floor.
It looked like you did that on purpose.
I did not. The King of Wands is here showing sort of like a pompous English aristocrat sitting on a throne of some sort, checking himself out in the mirror.
And so, there's a wand leaning up against the back of his throne.
Yep. The King of Wands is a very good card if we were to put value judgments on cards.
Which we do sometimes.
Which we sometimes do. The King of Wands represents the apex of the wand suit. And he is somebody who is a charismatic, strong leader. He's somebody who has sort of mastered the things that he's passionate about. And that passion is infectious and influences other people as well. And gets them excited about what he's excited about. And allows him to be a powerful leader without being domineering. Oh, I forgot that you read out of the book. I didn't even have to do all that.
Yep.
Dang it. Well, there you go, folks. There's a free, it's a free interpretation for you.
But that was cool that I didn't even look at the book until after you were already done saying all the things that you could have said while I was looking.
The King of Wands is a card that I recently pulled the other day because my brother was over and he wanted me to do a reading for him. But he wanted me to do a reading for him about a dream that he had, which was the first time that I'd ever done a dream interpretation with a tarot. And it actually worked out.
That's cool.
I'll tell you more about that. Later.
On another episode.
On another episode, because this one feels like it's going long.
But something that I also did recently was I did past life readings for people. And neither I nor they believed in past lives, and it worked out very well.
Good.
Okay, so the King of Wands. Keywords, self-interest, celebrity. Description, a king sits upon a sumptuous throne. He's dressed in rich fabrics and expensive clothes. He seems not to notice the wand propped up behind him. Interpretation. There have always been the dandies, dedicated followers of fashion, but this guy takes the cake. His hair is tightly curled in a style, or a wig, that must have taken an army of hairdressers to prepare. His outrageous hat sports plumes that would put a bird of paradise to shame. Look at the lace on his cuffs, and those platform shoes, those frilly pantaloons. I can't imagine there are any calluses on those manicured hands. No, he can sit there all day, preening in the mirror and ordering others about. Then there's more. But the reading. You look absolutely fabulous, but you're expending all of your creative energy on outward expression. Don't squander creative talent on unimportant worldly things.
A slightly different interpretation.
That is a different interpretation.
But we should probably go with it because that's the deck. So yeah, ignore what I said. Ignore all the great things that I said about this card.
But those are good for educational purposes.
Yeah, now you've learned something.
And this is also good for educational purposes, that different decks could have slightly different interpretations of cards, and you have to go with what was the last thing that was said.
Yeah, exactly. That's always the rule on this show, is whatever was said last is right. So don't squander your creative energies this week.
Yeah, don't waste your talent. This is also good advice for Elise, who's juggling many things and doesn't feel like she's an expert, or she's an actual expert in any of these things, is don't squander your talent on unimportant worldly things. So squander your talent. Like, go ahead and use your talent. Use all your passion, but prioritize. Make sure you're doing it for the right reasons and on the right things.
Great.
Cool.
Let's go to the outro. Or are we supposed to go back to the weird liminal space with the sweaters first?
That is
where we do
where
the outro.
We are now. Or yeah, that is where we do the outro. But
right now we're still in the...
No, music has already played.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, usually I just go to where we say thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to us for going along this week. Do you think people appreciate that, or do they not appreciate that?
Who knows how much I'm going to cut out of this thing. It may be 15 minutes long by the time I'm done.
You make a great point. Well, no, before Brian edited this episode, we went kind of long.
Thank you to Elise for sending in your question. I'm glad that it finally got here.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It was crumpled and wrinkled and waterlogged, but it made it.
And thank you to our lols. Thanks for tuning in every week. We really appreciate it.
And now a moment of silence for those lols we've lost along the way. In the arms of the...
Don't you do that, Ben.
All right. And if you are an estranged, lost, or just curious lol, you can find us online at amateurtarot.com.
And you can email us questions at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
There's a phone number that you could call in and submit a question, 314-325-6047.
And if you call within 10 minutes of, or text within 10 minutes of us recording this episode, I will give you one venti quad blonde white chocolate mocha from Starbucks.
Other places we are on the internet, at Tarot Amateur on Twitter and at Amateur Tarot on Instagram.
Ben is at imakingallthisup.com, where he uses his insight into life to make your creative and professional life even better.
And Brian's at Zen Iron Man on Twitter, where you can find him ranting about politics and posting dog memes.
Yeah, just screaming into the darkness.
Question marks? What's that about? Oh, because it used to be Memory Palace, but now it needs to be something else. Anyway, please rate and review us on iTunes. It doesn't cost anything. It helps us out a lot. The ghost of Steve Jobs bumps us up in the ratings, and we really want to take over that spirituality and religion section of iTunes.
Yeah, and I really like that we have so many international people who are sending questions into us. I really appreciate that, and I hope to see more people from around the globe and around the U.S., getting at us with questions so that we can answer all kinds of continental questions. Continental. Does that just mean our continent, or does that mean lots of continents? Because I don't know what continental means, except in as much as it means you don't have a good breakfast.
It really means that is exactly what it means. We also have a Facebook group. It's the Facebook group of the Amateur Tarot Podcast, something, something, something. You can find it by searching Amateur Tarot on Facebook and going to our page. And then the group's in there. We had a very heated discussion this week about which Harry Potter houses match which suits of the tarot. I know it's a debate we've had before, but it was reprised. And it was good.
Yeah, worked out well.
Now, item 10 on the outro. Thank you to Peeps, because they're on my mind.
Peeps are on your mind?
Peeps are on my mind because the English Magic Tarot book has a big rabbit on it.
Oh, okay.
And he has this weird sheen to him that made me think of Peeps.
Oh.
And so I'm thanking Peeps for existing as a cultural reference point for all of us.
Are you a fan of Peeps, I guess?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Do you like marshmallows at all?
Meh. Yeah. I mean, on like s'mores.
I have operated under the assumption my whole life that I don't like marshmallows.
Where did that assumption come from?
Because they're covered in baby powder and it's gross.
Really?
They're not actually covered in baby powder. They're just covered in cornstarch or something.
Yeah, something. It's not baby powder.
To keep them from sticking to each other. But
that makes sense.
I hate that so much. Mm. But
what if you washed them first?
Then gross. What if you washed your popcorn?
Gross.
But Yeah, I just had some the other night, and I guess it's just like the regular mainstream brands are the ones that have like all the loose cornstarch all over them. But if you get like off brands or vegan ones, especially, or fresh made marshmallows, those things are delicious, guys. You should really check that out. It is.
So maybe not thank you to Peeps. Thank you to handmade marshmallows.
Yeah, thanks to handcrafted artisan marshmallows.
Bye.
Bye.
So the King of Wands represents the apex of the king. Dang it, that was going to be such a great sentence. Cut that and let me start over.
Okay.